We had one nigger that did most of the breaking in, and he boasted there never was a mule or a horse he couldn't ride. And I remember one day, a neighbor brought a mule over. Now, here's one you can't ride. Oh, yes, sir, I ride any horse. So he vaulted into the saddle, that mule gave one buck and threw him out about 20 feet, and he landed right on his stomach. He said, that's the way to ride them, says, when you see they're going to throw you, get off of them. You see they're going to get off. That's oh, it's getting one buck like you busted him open. That's
never lost.
No, sir, he boasted he could ride him, but he was pretty good. They generally couldn't throw him. He had a big Texas saddle he'd put on him, and the way we broke the young mules, we'd take a four mule wagon, and put the young mule. With the one behind, see, you know, they rode with a saddle on the left-hand mule. And they put this young mule there, but the three old mules, well, he couldn't do anything but work. They'd harness him up and put him in there, and nothing he could do. Had two old mules in front and another old mule beside him. So he...
That reminds me, did you have, when you had two mules, how would you refer to that?
That was a team. I always referred to them as teams.
And you never used the word pair? Team of horses,
it was,
pair of mules.
It was, yeah, that term was used, yeah. Pair of mules. And they referred to four as a four-horse team, or four-horse or a few mule team. And generally used four in hauling heavy loads, taking cotton to the gin, and roads were muddy, and they'd always hook four.
How about the oxen? Do you remember the oxen?
Oh, the oxen, I broke them. I've broken yokes of oxen. Yes, sir. My grandfather raised red pole cattle, and there was a big sawmill down in the swamp. He sold his place off, and they would pay $50 a pair for a yoke of broken oxen. And I'd take a pair of those steers. First, we would put a yoke on them and tie the tails together till they got used to that yoke, and just turn them loose in the pasture. And one day, my grandfather, he had a nice little plot of fine plum trees. And I turned those steers loose with that, and they went through that plum tree. I knocked every green plum off it, hit the trees, you know, and back up. Oh, it made him mad. But anyhow, we would put the yoke on them and tie the tails together, and just turn them loose, they got used to that yoke. Then we would tie a log on it, on the yoke, and let them drag that log around a while. They got used to that. Then we would progress then to what we call a sled. And we'd work them on that sled for maybe a week or so. They got used to that. In the meantime, we would get them accustomed to the commands, whoa and back. Gee and haw, right and left. With oxen, you said whoa and back. With mules, you said gee and haw. But with oxen, it was whoa and back. And we'd finally graduate them to a wheel. We had a two-haw, two-wheeled cart. And when they got used to that and used to the command, we'd sell them to this country for $50, two enormous steers for $50. Take maybe a month to break them, get $50. Well, we thought that was big money. I still have the. I got a couple of yokes down at the museum now. I'll show them to you.
Did they use oxen for field work? Or?
No, they were used mostly in hauling lumber and logs. And back in those days, I'll never forget the favorite name for oxen. Ben was quite a favorite name for an oxen. Spot, blue, red, and baldy. If an oxen had a spot in his forehead, he was always baldy. And if he was red, it was all red. Then they called another one blue. Blue, spot, baldy, red, and Ben. Any yoke oxen, you're bound to find a Ben in there somewhere. And why Ben was a favorite name for an oxen, I never learned. But that was a favorite name.
I just saw somebody in Bolivar, Tennessee, and he had found his grandfather's yoke for oxen. And his aunt told him that the oxen... Ben was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a favorite name for an oxen. And these niggas skinners down in the swamp, great bald. My grandfather owned this